Title: Downlifter Basics for Faster Workflow Beginner. Alright, let's build a downlifter that you can drop into any drum and bass project in seconds. In DNB, energy changes happen fast. Drops, switch-ups, fills, breakdowns, they fly by. Downlifters are one of the simplest ways to make those transitions feel intentional, like the track is being pulled into the next moment instead of just jumping there. And today's goal is not just to make a cool effect, it's build a reliable downlifter chain, make it repeatable, and turn it into a macro rack preset so your workflow speeds up permanently. We're going to build three layers inside one group. First, a noise downlift. That's the air, the sweep that reads on basically any speaker. Second, a tonal downlift. That's the character, the sci-fi tech motion. Third, a tiny impact tail. That's the little tick and tail that pulls you into the next bar. As we go, keep this mindset. Don't just think sweep downward. Think, where does it land? Do you want it to land on silence for maximum punch? Do you want a short rolling tail so the groove continues? Or do you want a filtered tail that stays out of the way of the first kick? Cool, let's set it up. Step A. Dedicated FX track. Fast workflow. In Ableton, create a new MIDI track and name it FX Downlifter. Set your tempo to a DNB tempo. 174 BPM is perfect. Now create a MIDI clip. Start with one bar. One bar is the most common, most reliable pre-drop setup in DNB. Two bars is bigger drama, but it can feel announced if you don't thin the drums. We'll talk about that in a bit. Quick timing cheat at 174. Last quarter bar is a snappy switch or fill lead-in. Last half bar is that classic jungle yank into a new phrase. One bar is your bread and butter pre-drop. Two bars is best when the drums actually thin out. Now in your one bar clip, just draw one sustained note. We'll pick a pitch later, but don't overthink it yet. Teacher tip: keep all transition FX on their own track or a couple dedicated FX tracks. That way you can mute, arrange, and audition transitions without touching your drum programming. Huge speed upgrade. Step E. Layer 1. Noise downlift. There. On your downlifter track, drop operator. In operator, go to oscillator and set it to noise. If your operator view looks different depending on live version, don't stress. The key idea is, generate noise. Turn operator's filter on. Set the filter type to LP24. Set the frequency around 12 kHz to start. Resonance around 10 to 20%. Just a little whistle, not a scream. Drive can be light or off for now. Now, yes, we're going to filter twice. It's not because we need to, it's because it's fast to control and it sounds solid. Add auto filter after operator. Set auto filter to low pass 24. Now automate its frequency from bright to dark over the bar. For example, start around 14 kHz and sweep down to somewhere between 400 hz and 1 kHz by the end of the bar. Set resonance around 15 to 25%. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB for urgency. Now add reverb after auto filter. Size around 80 to 120. Decay around 2.5 to 5 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz so it doesn't turn into hiss, dry slash wet around 25 to 45%. Now let's automate quickly. Hit it to show automation lanes. Automate that auto filter frequency to sweep down across the clip. Optionally, automate reverb dry slash wet up slightly near the end, like 30% to 45%. That gives a little extra pull into the next section. What you should hear now is a controlled SHHH that drops downward and leaves a tail. One of the biggest beginner wins here is gain staging. Solo the downlifter and get it exciting. Then pull the track down 6 to 10 dB before you unsolo it. Because in the full mix, if you clearly hear your downlifter over your snare, it's usually too hot. Also, think in audibility bands. Noise layer is mostly upper mids and highs, so it translates on small speakers. We're going to keep it out of the low mids so it doesn't turn your drop into soup. Step C. Layer 2. Tonal downlift. The character. Now we're going to organize properly so this becomes reusable. Create an instrument rack on the track. Command or Control G. Inside the rack, create a chain and name it Tone. Add Waveeatable to that tone chain. If you don't have Waveeatable or you want maximum simplicity, you can use Operator instead, but Waveeatable is great for this. In Waveeatable, set OSC1 to basic shapes and aim near sine or triangle territory. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount subtle. We want motion, not a massive supersaw. Use a low-pass 24 filter, light drive. Now go back to the MIDI clip and pick a sustained note. F2 or G2 is a good starting point. We're going to create the downward motion mostly with pitch bend. In Waveeatable, set pitch bend range to something like -12 and +12 semitones. If you want it more extreme, go to 24, but start with 12. Now draw pitch bend automation so it starts at 0 and slides down to minus 6 or minus 12 semitones over the bar. This is where it starts sounding like D-dan-B instead of just a noise sweep. Now shape it with a simple chain after the synth. Add auto filter, low pass 12 or 24. Automate that cutoff down slightly, like 6 kHz down to 1.5 kHz over the bar. Add saturator, choose soft sign or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, turn soft clip on. Then add utility, set width to around 0 to 40%, keep it mono-ish. This is really important. Wide effects right before a drop can smear the stereo image and make your drop feel smaller. Centered character feels more confident in drum and bass. Now check your tonal layer. You want a downward womp or pew that sits next to rolling bass without fighting it. Optional spice. If you want more sci-fi without going harsh, add frequency shifter very subtly on the tonal chain. Try ring mode or single mode and use tiny amounts, like plus or minus 5 to 30 on fine. Automate it downward a touch as the pitch drops. It's a cool falling through space vibe that isn't just pitch bend. Step D. This audio version is shortened for playback.